Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening to this. David Creel. Haven't had one of these in a while. It's going to be a different format where normally on my previous ones, I'm coaching people on the spot. But this came up yesterday during one of my coaching calls, and I figured it was relevant. So here we go. So we have a problem. Okay. Most of the problems stem from the fact that whenever we lay down in our bed, we're generally scrolling on our phone. And we're just going to check social media. Well, before you know it, if you're like me, before you know it, 30 minutes has passed and you've just wasted 30 minutes of your life. And how many times do we use our phones as our alarm clocks? And they've got to be right next to you or you're going to miss something. FOMO is real, people. I used to struggle with this too. So let me tell you what I discovered yesterday during one of my coaching sessions. The guy said, I don't like waking up in the morning. And I said, you don't like waking up in the morning? He goes, well, no, I like waking up. I just don't like getting up. Oh, okay. I said, well, that's different things because, you know, waking up is really beyond your control. Now, more often than not, you're going to wake up until you don't wake up and then it's too late for you. But that's a story for a different podcast. So we clarified that he likes waking up. He just doesn't like getting up. And I said, okay, so he was complaining about not having enough time in his day and he's all busy. So something kind of hit me when we were talking yesterday. I said, okay, so you like waking up, but you don't like getting up. He said, that's correct. I said, okay. I said, so how often do you hit the snooze button? And he said, sometimes it's one time, sometimes it's six times, whatever. And I said, well, in reality, the snooze button, if you don't like getting out of bed, the snooze button allows you to wake up more than once. So something to think about there. Let's think about it. You're asleep, you wake up, hit the snooze button, you go back to sleep or drift off to sleep. You wake back up, you hit the snooze button, you drift back off, back to snooze button, rinse, wash, repeat. So I told him something that I'd never really noticed till yesterday. So if you have an iPhone, your snooze button is 8 minutes. And seeing how we fall asleep with our phones and our faces, it's easy to just roll over and hit the snooze button and sleep for another 20 or 30 or 40 minutes. But it's 8 minutes, okay? Now, that doesn't sound like a whole lot, 8 minutes. But if on average, you hit the snooze button one time a day, on average, that's 8 minutes a day. Now, that doesn't sound like a whole lot, but I literally just finished 3 days ago reading the book Atomic Habits. And in that book Atomic Habits, he says little things over a long period of time make a big difference. And I think I'm going to prove my point about the snooze button here. So if you average one time a day, 8 minutes a day. Now, if you live where I live, I've got 7 days in a week. Now, there are a couple other days that apparently some of you think is on the calendar, but they're actually not. So like it goes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, some of you think that one day and someday are also on the calendar, but they're not. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Back to Monday. Okay. Someday and one day don't exist, But again, that's a story for a different day. So if you do one snooze button a day for 8 minutes, 7 days a week, on average, one a day, over 7 days, you're going to waste 56 minutes hitting the snooze button, which doesn't sound like a whole lot. You got, 168 hours in the week, so you got 167 left. But there's 4 weeks in the month, more often than not. So 56 times four, 56 minutes a week times every week is 224 minutes a month that you're wasting. I don't know where you are, but where I live, there's 12 months in the year. So if you, on average, hit the snooze button one time a day for 8 minutes, in a week, you're going to waste 56 minutes. In a month, you're going to waste 224 minutes. And in a year, you're going to waste 2,688 minutes hitting the snooze button once a day. Now, that doesn't sound like a whole lot. 2,688 hours out of the whole year, drop in the bucket. But if you think about it, let's say you work 40 hours a week on your job. And with vacation or whatever sick time, you work 50 weeks a year. 40 hours times 50 weeks, that's 2,000 hours that you're spending working. You're wasting 2,688 minutes hitting the snooze button, or 44.8 hours. 44.8 sounds a whole lot like 45. So you're wasting a full work week plus 5 hours every year, wasting. But what if you put that out to a decade? Means you've wasted 10 weeks, way more than 10 weeks of time you're just throwing away. Now, I used to struggle with the snooze button as well. So let me tell you what I did to fix that problem. Number one, I do not sleep with my phone right next to me, not even in arm's length. Because if you're like me, I can hear the alarm on my phone. And even if I have to put my arm down and brace myself and reach over and stretch, if I can hit the snooze button without getting out of bed, I'm going right back to sleep. No questions asked. So here's what I did. My grandma passed away 2 or 3 years ago. And I got her old school plug-in digital alarm clock. Now, the beauty of this is what I'm about to tell you. If you ever seen the movie Jack Reacher, the first one, this isn't a spoiler alert, but it's one of the scenes. These crooked cops have Jack Reacher, who's Tom Cruise, arrested in this diner. And Tom Cruise looks at him and says, "That phone over there is going to ring and it's going to be, General so and so. And he's going to want to talk to you." And they're like, "Yeah, whatever, pal." Well, then the phone starts ringing. And the phone keeps ringing. So they look at him like, "How'd you know that?" And Tom Cruise looks at him and says, "It's going to keep on ringing till you go answer it." So the thing about that digital alarm clock is it's going to keep going off until you get up. But here's the thing, those comes with snooze buttons too. So go get a digital alarm clock and put it on the other side of your room. That forces you to get up when the alarm goes off. Because here's something else too. See, you don't decide when to get up when the alarm goes off. You decided when to get up the night before when you set your alarm. So, like for me, if you ever have an emergency in the middle of the night, I'm not the person to call because my phone is on silent in this room and I sleep in that room. But I got out of the habit of I don't play on my phone right before I go to bed because it's in here and I got to put my phone in here and go in there. Then get a regular alarm clock. Plug it across the room. The reason for that also is once you get up and you take 5 or 6 or 10 or 15 steps or however long it takes to get from one side of the room to the other side of the room, now you got to make a choice. Are you going to choose to get up and stay up whenever you decided 6 or 8 or 12 hours ago to set your alarm for that time? Or are you going to get back in bed? Choice is yours. And let me dovetail just for a second. Let me go for a little rabbit trail. Follow along with me. If you struggle with self-confidence, like a lot of people do, and I've struggled with self-confidence before, it's not like I got all this figured out. But if you struggle with self-confidence, the best way to start increasing your self-confidence is keeping the promises you make to yourself. The key to building self-confidence is keeping the promises you make to yourself. So if you tell yourself, I'm going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, pending I wake up, let's assume you do. My plan is I'm going to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. You get your digital alarm clock, you set it across the room, it goes off at six. You get up at six and you don't negotiate with yourself. Then every time you keep the promise you make to you, your self-confidence gets a little notch up. But the flip side is also true. Whenever you say you can get up at six and you get up at six and you walk across the room and you hit the snooze button, and you lay back down. Your self-talk confidence takes a little dip every single time you break a promise to yourself because you can't keep your word. And if you can't keep your word to yourself, then why would else somebody else believe you to keep your word if you can't even believe what you tell yourself? So that's what I did to solve the snooze button. Now let me tell you what also I did too. I started a new morning routine January 1st of this year. And so far, I am, it is, has been 80, it's been 82 days since January 1st or since December 31st. So 82 years, 82 days into the year. And so far with my morning routine, I'm 82 for 82. I haven't missed a day yet. So same with the snooze button. If I told you, you can never hit the snooze button again for the rest of your life under any circumstances, you probably won't even get started because it's too much. You don't want to commit to that much, which is exactly what I want you to feel. I don't want you to commit for the next 6 years or 60 days or 6 days to never hit the snooze button. I would advise you to do what I did with my morning routine. I heard this from people who have been through Navy SEAL, like buds, like Navy SEAL training. They said the people that make it through when they get woken up on Hell Week don't think about graduation on Friday or whenever they end. Whenever they get woken up, say on a Monday, their sole purpose in life is just to make it to breakfast. And then after that, their sole purpose in life is only make it to lunch on Monday. Then after that, their sole purpose in life is just make it to dinner because they know they're going to get 3 meals a day. It might be for 45 seconds, but they're going to get 3 meals a day. Then after that, their sole purpose is just to make it to breakfast on Tuesday. So that's what I do with my morning routine. And the same thing you can do with the snooze button. Because we're addicted to the snooze button. So here's what I challenge you to do. Don't commit for the next month. I'm never going to hit the snooze button again. If you're listening, today's Thursday, March 23rd. So if you're listening to it today, don't even commit to not hitting the snooze button on Sunday. Only commit to not hitting the snooze button tomorrow. That's it. Because then you won't get overwhelmed because you only got to do it tomorrow. Now, here's the key. If you wake up tomorrow and you commit to, I'm not going to hit the snooze button and I'm going to either move my phone across the room or get a digital alarm clock. Another benefit, side note, another benefit of not using your phone as an alarm is because in the morning, the first thing you do isn't going to be go play on your phone for 45 minutes. Something to think about. So let's say you commit, you hear this and you're like, that sounds like a good idea. And it, my math's right. One time a day, average of 8 minutes, on average, 8 minutes, 8 times 7, 56, 56 times 4 is 224, and 224 times 12 is 2,688 minutes all day. So you're like, let me try that. So you go to Walmart or Amazon or wherever and get you an electronic digital alarm clock. Set it across the room. When you go to bed, say, I'm only committing to not hit the snooze button tomorrow. When you set your alarm, you get up when it goes off and you start maybe going to morning routine or stretching or doing whatever you're going to do. But then, if you successfully complete that, don't get the big head. If you can successfully do that, so now it's Friday. You're only committed to not hitting the snooze button on Saturday. That's it. Then after you get up Saturday, you're only committing to not hit the snooze button on Sunday. Okay, so I hope this was helpful. This was a kind of a different episode for me, but I thought it was important. And it's really changed how I get up. Whenever I set my alarm the night before, no matter, regardless of how much sleep I've had or whatever, I wake up when the alarm goes off. I get up and go about my day. So if you'd like some personal attention about, you know, maybe an area of struggle or a challenge, or you have a goal in mind that you'd like to have some help with, that's what I do. Reach out to me. We'll have a conversation. My website's davidcreel.com. You can easily find me there to get a hold of me. And it would be my gift to you, you know, because I help you build an extraordinary and authentic life by turning the impossible into the possible. And we do that by, we talk about where you currently are and then where you want to go. And once you get clear on both those, I help you go get whatever it is. I'd love to have a conversation with you. So thanks for joining me, and we'll see you next time. Have a great one.